You're listening to Control Talk Now, the Smart Buildings Podcast.
With the man, the myth, the legend. The legend. Ken Smyers and Eric Stromquist.
Control Talk Now, the weekly podcast with building automation and smart building control news you can use.
Now, here's Eric.
Hi, welcome to Control Talk Now for the week ending February 14th, 2016. My name is Eric Stromquist, and you are listening to Control Talk Now, your smart buildings video cast and podcast. But if you're listening on the 14th, you might be in big trouble because it's also Valentine's Day. And I tell you what, the guy who knows how to handle Valentine's Day is my co-host, the man, the myth, the legend, the one, the only, Kenny Smyers. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Kenny, welcome to the show, big dog.
Thank you very much, Eric. Glad to be here, and it's good to be here. We just keep getting more and more important events happening. We've got greater coverage. We're getting more inputs from various people around the world, and it's a lot of fun to just kind of serve as the on-ramp for a lot of important developments. And we have several announcements. We have several great posts. We have a great interview, and I guess it's time to get started.
So, Kenny, you know what the definition of insanity is, don't you?
Trying to do something the same way and expect different results.
That's the old school version of insanity. The new school version is me and you doing Control Talk Now on Valentine's Day, man. I mean, that is like a suicide wish, isn't it? So we got to get through this thing because we're going to both be in big trouble if we don't nail this thing, huh?
Well, you're right, but I have greater tolerations now. But I'm sure you have your ace up your sleeve with the roses and champagne.
Dude, I don't do that anymore, man. I tell you what, I probably should, but I sort of rankle against Valentine's Day. I'll tell her, I'll take her anywhere you want to go, just not on Valentine's Day. I mean, I'm not going to be sort of
manipulated
into that. And, you know, and even though she sort of understands that, she's still going to be pissed off. So
I think you're making a mistake, Eric. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, immediate gut feeling feedback is that you probably just go with the roses and chocolates, and the worst thing can happen is you throw them away and don't like them.
Dude, it's too late, man. What am I going to do now, man? We're down here in the morning. We're cutting this show. She's going to wake up. It's not like I'm going to get...
It's never too late. Never.
I don't know. Maybe I'll write her a poem or something like that.
Oh, there you go.
That's what do you think? So what are you doing for Rita, man?
Bring out the big guns. Well, I straight up, my wife's work, and she'll get off work at 3 o'clock, and then she'll be hungry. So I'll tend to that very important aspect of her resuscitation. I see either wine or something in the mix, and
there you go.
Kind of relax.
So the last thing I'll say before we get onto the show is, so what is the ultimate sucker punch when it comes to relationships?
Forgetting your anniversary.
No, dude. It's when you agree that you're going to go, we'll just agree we're not going to do, you know, Valentine's Day, or we'll just agree we're not going to give gifts at this. And, you know, you take that literally as a guy and you go, okay. And then she gives you something and you don't have anything. And it's kind of like, well, we said we weren't going to do this.
That's what I'm telling you, Eric. You know, you get a lot of irons in the fire there. You get the two youngins and you got a young wife, and you really, truly need to focus on it. So we'll do a quick show.
Yeah. I guess as the guy who's been on his fourth wife, I ought to listen to the guy who's had one for about 40 years. So yeah, let's get through the show so I can go get a Valentine's present. All right.
I'll send
you
a text message so you don't forget. How's that?
All right. Sounds good, buddy. What do we have up first this week, Kenny Smyers?
First up, we had the 2015 awards highlights. The first highlight reel was the Siemens BT300 was the VFD of the year. And it was a great post because, you know, nobody's a loser. All five of those VFD manufacturers are top-notch, top quality. The Control Trends community prevailed with its opinion that the onboard KW meter, the multi-pump fan application, the fire mode feature, the VFD portfolio that Siemens has taken to the next level of efficiency won out, and it's a great video of Siemens receiving the award. And again, it's just a really solid product. It has the built-in features like the real-time clock, energy savings optimization programming, a sleep function. This thing has two PID loops on it. You can actually control valves and temperature and flow if you want. And it's friendly. So it has communication protocols for P1 protocol for Apogee, of course it would, BACnet MSTP, Modbus RTU, Johnson Metasys N2, BACnet IP, Modbus TCP, and then optional LAN interface, And well done, Siemens.
Yeah, congratulations to Siemens on that. Yeah, and then, Kenny, we're getting the highlight videos up from all the different awards, so that'll be going on the next couple of weeks. And special thanks to Rob Allen for helping edit all those. But, yeah, Josh Felber and the team at Siemens, congratulations. A great little VFD. I know we saw a lot of them. You do, too. And it was very stiff competition because Johnson Controls has a great VFD, as does Honeywell and ABB and others. So, again, congratulations.
Well, ABB had such a lock on the VFD market. I mean, it's almost like how we've watched other manufacturers introduce certain controls and just taking a massive amount of the market. You know, 60-70% of it, and own it for a long time. But slowly but surely, competition chips away. And featuring the pump and fan application only for the HVAC world, that kind of lessens the cost footprint and lets these guys compete very, very competitively for a very necessary thing. VFDs are necessary. I tell you what, I was just at an energy presentation, and a VFD is the silent night. It saves money when everybody forgets about it. You know,
yeah, it does.
And so from a fractional horsepower up to 250 horsepower, Siemens can bring you the savings.
Well, it's got that inverse square law. So, like, if you reduce your speed by 20%, you're getting an 80% energy savings. So, it is, like you say, it's a great one. And, Kenny, it's interesting, too, because, you know, ABB has just got a fantastic drive and created a fantastic market with that. And I think where they sort of got off a little bit, Kenny, in my opinion, and I invite our Control Trends community to comment if you want to, is that with ABB, even today in our territory, you can't just buy an ABB drive and put it in. You got to buy an ABB. Plus you get the startup, right? And, you know, so there's a whole market of people that go out and start up ABB drives. And I think the thing that Siemens and Honeywell and Johnson and others have introduced is they've made these drives so easy to set up that you can set a drive up. And we got a video of somebody setting a Honeywell drive up in 36 seconds. So obviously not for all applications, but for your standard HVAC applications, your pumps or your air handling units, very, very simple to do. So you're eliminating that whole cost of having somebody else come in and have to set it up and start it up for you and then troubleshoot it for you.
Yeah, clearly ABB was the set the pace. They educated the engineering world. And they have such a large sweet spot that they really don't feel discomfort, I don't think, yet. But eventually all ABB has to do is release that the channel that they have, which was a good channel. And I respect a lot of the guy in the Western Pennsylvania area. Does a great job. And like you say, ABB like always was on top of something. Remind me of like Mercedes. They always added some kind of a feature in there that was the latest, greatest thing applied to VFDs, like the seismic factor. You know, the ABB had the first drives, I believe, that actually were rated for seismic disturbances. So out there in Southern California, whatever, they could put that spec in there. And these other VFD manufacturers had to run in behind them and put a seismic rating on their VFDs. The first time it came up, nobody was talking about it. I said, well, it's in the spec. And so what's happening is, like you say, the delivery of technology and the ability to put in a startup menu that is literally menu-driven to tell you what, you know, you put the boilerplate information in, you give it the command, you know, the enable command, you give it the source for the, the input. Is it remote from the building management system or is it coming from a pressure transmitter? And that's it. You're off and running. You know, and then the BT300 has this incredible scheduling so that you can program up to five different schedules, you know, so that this thing, again, it's during the time. The biggest problem with saving energy that we find out is that human element fails in some way to remember to do something or follow up or check. But if you can put that assignment into a machine-to-machine context, then, you know, it just happens. It just works. And that's what VFDs do. And that's why it'll be an interesting competition next year because there's other people coming in. You have Emerson back in the loop. You've got Tico Westinghouse came out with a new drive, you know, so it just keeps getting better. And Johnson, of course, has an A to Z lineup of VFDs. So it's a great facet of our HVAC industry. It is one of the top lighting, you know, after lighting, I think it's the second biggest savings, I would say. So we will see VFDs get nothing but more market share. It's another one where you can drive down through a city and look at its potential business. So if you sell VFDs, you'll be a busy person for a long time coming.
All I got to say about that, Kenny, is Vacon. Hey, well, speaking of that, real quick with the Johnson drive, you remember Mike Swan from RSD? Mike's one of the great people in the controls industry and works with RSD in California. Remember he came to Atlanta, was bringing his customer in, and they were to get some air handling unit equipment for a school board.
Sure.
And they were using the Johnson VFDs because they had a Johnson FX system, and they had a direct interface there where they could pick up all kinds of extra points right through that that particular bus that the Johnson Drive was using. So that's another thing that I think you're going to see more VFD manufacturers do, is to put those points. I know Honeywell, and like you mentioned, Honeywell has got their BACnet right there and their Ethernet connection right there, as does Siemens. So again, if you're not using VFDs, encourage you, reach out to your local distributor and ask them, because it's huge savings. They'll control your spaces better. And well, let's just end it with hats off to Siemens. And what was up next, Mr. Kenny Smyers?
Next up, we had Varun Najaraj introduces Sierra Monitor's on-ramp suite at the HR 2016. And that's where I stole the on-ramp reference. Guy is just an eloquent speaker, very intelligent. We got to see him at AHR, and you interviewed him. And I'll tell you what, the IoT in Sierra Monitor's mind is actually the IIoT, the Industrial Internet of Things, which is a little bit larger in its scope. And they have solutions that connect and protect high-value infrastructure assets. And at the AHR 2016, SMC announced a comprehensive and secure IIoT on-ramp suite for original equipment manufacturers of commercial and industrial control devices and their systems. And the on-ramp suite extends Sierra Monitor's 10-year track record of being an OEM's trusted connectivity protocol partner. And now they provide a set of hardware, software, and cloud services that OEMs can use to accelerate the transformation of their devices into smart cloud-connected products. And they picked up a nice little catch. The CNN Money release also picked up the Market Wired news release, picked up Sierra Monitor's on-ramp stuff. So you interviewed Varun. Tell us a little bit more about what your thoughts were.
Well, I tell you what, Varun is just such a classy guy. You mentioned, Kenny, he's just such an eloquent speaker. He takes the complex and makes it simple, or sound simple. And we produced a couple of shows for Varun called CEO Network Talks. If you're like me, networks, you start throwing the terminology around, it can get pretty confusing pretty quickly. And Varun is just brilliant. And so part of the CEO Network Talks was Varun sort of talking about networking basics, but he explained it in terms that were very easy to understand. So I encourage you to go back and check those out. But if you look at this video, you get a feel for their new product offering and how they're starting to roll into the building automation control segment of the market. And these guys definitely deserve a look. So please check the video out, and we'll hopefully get Varun back on the show again soon.
All righty. All right, next up, we have another 2015 highlight reel. This one is ACI wins the Peripheral Product of the Year Award. Congratulations to ACI, which is Automation and Components, Inc., who prevailed in one of the most heavily competitive control trends categories, the Peripheral Product of the Year. Since its founding in 1991, ACI has been dedicated to excellence and grown from 7 employees to over 170 quality individuals. They have facilities now that total over 78,000 square feet of production and global offices in Hong Kong and China. But we all know ACI makes great temperature, relative humidity, current, pressure, gas, wireless sensors. But they got great people. And Barry Downtown Gordon, or Barry Flash Gordon, as you like to refer to him, is just one of the guys that we talk to. They've got the Schwinn family, does a great job. Hats off to ACI. Award well won. They competed against some, again, top people in the markets. They went up against the Dwyers of the world. They went up against who else? Varis.
Yeah, functional devices.
The last thing I would say on this stuff is that the job's not completed until the paperwork's done. Well, the building automation world and the EDC world and the control service world, nothing's done unless you have those great accessory products. The craziest thing in the world is a sensor or a transducer can prevent you from closing the job out. And there's nothing more frustrating than that. And so ACI is just a great vendor because they have these products very well priced and very available. They have tremendously quick deliveries.
Well, I tell you what, Kenny, and they sort of got like the X factor. I'll give you an example. There's a little restaurant that I started going to. We moved about a year ago. And you go into this place, and it's like everybody's given a little bit extra. Everybody's a little bit friendlier. Everybody's just doing a little bit extra, and that adds up. I think at the end of the day, we all have so many buying choices that the products, you got to have a great product to be even in the game. So what is it that sort of that X factor in our industry. And I'd invite you to comment, you know, I mean, if there's something in particular that you notice, but I say at one level, it is, you know, how friendly your people are, you know, and I think ACI kind of falls in that category. Barry Flash Gordon, you mentioned him as one of those guys, the Swin family, they're all great. But I remember once way back in the day, we had one of our competitors and that we competed pretty fiercely against, and I had to call them about something, and they had the bitchiest sounding receptionist in the world. She was just really curt and really whatever. And I got the president of this company on the phone, and I immediately said, man, I want to compliment you on your receptionist. She is awesome, you know? And I tell you what, with us, I mean, the number one thing, I am a stickler for this. When we hire a receptionist, she better have good tonality. She better be friendly. People better like her, because that's absolutely the first impression you're going to have of a company. Because no matter how good your people are technically, your receptionist pisses them off, you know, you're going to lose. Because, you know, and if I call somebody like that, I just hang up, dial the next number. So, sort of in a roundabout way, I'm coming back around to ACI, because I think that's one of the things that makes them really special, is that, you know, they just got that sort of it factor in terms of their friendliness. And not that everybody else isn't, but they just sort of exceed at it, I think.
Well, again, just to reemphasize how broad this category was, the peripheral product of the year. I mean, you have your Maymax, your Bappies, you've got, 20 at least people were listed for the peripheral product of the year. The finalists were ACI, Functional Devices, Contemporary Controls, Thermacon, Sierra Monitor Corporation, Dent Instruments, and Dwyer. And right there, you're talking probably, these are the supporting casts. The products they make are so, they're like if you have furniture in a house, these are the things that people see too. The sensors are probably the most visible. You're talking about impression of the DDC system, and of course ACI and these other folks, they make them for the other manufacturers. But they've taken a pretty challenging industry and make it very organized and make it very reliable. Now these sensors are just incredibly well priced and incredibly, they don't break. They get on the wall, or you put them into your VFD we're just talking about, or your CO2 or your CO. And you forget about it until the red light goes off, or a diagnostic sound, or some kind of a battery needs change or something. But they just work. So I think as an industry, our peripheral products are just top notch.
Well, they are. And listen, I want a special shout out to Dwyer. Dwyer is sort of reconfiguring how they're going into business. They got a lot of BAS products. They're coming back through distribution, I think. I had an opportunity to speak with them about 2 months ago. And very impressed with what they're coming out with. So look for Dwyer to enter that mix.
Yeah, and I was at the Dwyer site, or their booth at the HR 2016, and I got to meet an old friend again, Mark Fisher, who's the CEO. And he was so proud of the new products that they were releasing. I got the chance to get a cursory preview of the air balancing controls that they have. You know, it used to be you had one guy in town that was Elnor, and it was rewrapped and different things, but they made them for everybody. And that was what we did to do air balancing, you know. Now we're seeing that whole industry just evolve. You know, you've got people like Neptronics are doing a lot of the functionality they can put into a controller, into the VAV controller. The room controller and the VAV controller can now be synced to the point where you can put the min-max all right there. You don't even need to have a computer. But they've got something coming out. It's a post coming out in the near future, but Dwyer has introduced a new air balancing concept. They built basically a wind tunnel inside of one of their facilities and brought in a true expert on it. And apparently we've been doing some things kind of backwards in the way we do things, because it's almost like the water in the circuit center. So it reminds me of the PICV valves, the pressure independent control valves, and how everybody thought that we had that squared away, but we didn't. And people like Belimo and Siemens are coming in with new technologies that are making that much more realistically efficient, where we thought we were.
Well, they take it to a whole new level. And, you know, and Kenny, I tell you what, that's one of the really great things with, you know, you mentioned Neptronics and Dwyer and some of these other companies. I mean, everybody's making better and better products. So,
right. So
my question becomes sort of, so what's the differentiator, right? Because everybody's going to have great products. The prices are going to be competitive. And I'm not so sure it doesn't come right back around to what we were talking about just a second ago with, your people being, you know, friendly, that it factor, if you will. And that's maybe where your distributors begin to play a key role again, is that, you know, everybody's got great products, they got different choices. And I say at the end of the day, people are going to buy from people, all things being equal or close to being equal, people are going to buy from people that they like and trust. So there might be hope for us distributors yet. What do we have up next, Big Dog?
All right. The Control Trends Highlight Awards reel continues with KMC Controls wins the VAV Controller of the Year. Congratulations to KMC Controls for winning the 2015 Control Trends VAV of the Year again, with emphasis, exclamation point, because they won it in 2014. KMC is really, again, bringing technology and the evolution of the concept to a new level. The Simply VAV is easy to set up with no software needed. The controller is powerful and functions equally well as a standalone solution or the VAV controller of choice on a full-blown BACnet system. The controller features simple, menu-driven setup choices when used with the Simply VAV digital sensor. So there's no software gotchas. There's no special programming skills complete your VAV application or to choose it. You have to enter the set points, you set the network addressing and balance the airflow, and presto, you're running up to speed. The integrated actuators, the internal airflow sensors, and a wide variety of application programs make these BACnet application-specific controllers ideal for either new or retrofit applications.
Well, yeah, let's talk about the retrofit a little bit, because you know, if you've been around like Kenny and I have for a while, you have at one point in time encountered the Kruger stop sign, which was the velocity reset controller of choice. I mean, Kruger made the reset controllers for virtually everybody out there. So needless to say, the Simply VAV controller is great if you're doing a system, but I want to sort of focus on the retrofit. We have one of our guys, Tim Chambly, and Tim calls on the mechanical contractors and the service contractors around town. And we still sell a lot of the stop signs and the pneumatic stop signs for the VAV boxes. Well, this is a standalone, is so much easier to set up. And, you know, so you can replace the pneumatics with this, run your wires, you're going to get better control. And on top of that, now you're setting it up where if the owner at a point in time in the future wants to come in and put a DDC overlay over it, he's got the product right there in place. So I think it's a great product. KMC, Kenny, what a company they are. I was just thinking, you remember that Rob Allen had told a story about Richard Newberry, the CEO, I think an advisor of KMC, how they partner with Dell. Do you remember this story? This was awesome. It's on one of Rob Allen's 7 Minutes in Controls. And apparently he went and made a cold call on Dell in California, right? To talk to him about maybe wanting to partner and do some stuff in the building automation space. He wasn't able to get too far with him apparently, but the story goes that in New Paris, Indiana, there's a call one day and it's one of the head honchos at Dell going, hey, well, we met this guy. He came to visit us and we're not exactly sure. We kind of lost his card, but he was kind of the handsome guy in the suit. They go, oh, Richard Newberry. So these guys, you know, you talk about a company that's just really adopting the curve, Kenny, and staying ahead of things. KMC is doing some fantastic stuff with all their stuff.
Well, they sure are. And like I say, there's a heartbeat there. There's a pulse, a social media pulse. For instance, I'm looking at my emails from last week, and I got an email from KMC every day of the week. KMC announces the Internet of Things Strategy Summit. It's going to be special for a select group of cities and then an even more select group of people that are going to be invited to that. And one of them just happens to be Atlanta. I guess you got connections there. Nothing in Pittsburgh here. They also had a keeping up on the latest KMC news with social media. Again, these guys, they walk the walk, talk the talk, and do it. Executed. They were featured on Engineered Systems with the advanced rooftop controls for you. The KMC announces, again, the Internet of Things Strategy Summit. And then final post was save time and labor with KMC's new Conquest BACnet router, which we, of course, picked up and put onto the Control Trends, because this is news. This is big stuff. Save time and labor with KMC's new Conquest BACnet router was our next post. We've got a couple more posts.
Well, we got to do Ken's calendar too. But hey, so that was a great segue, huh? We did that. Kenny, tell us about the KMC Conquest.
Well, the KMC Conquest, again, routers. People just don't appreciate how incredibly important they are. You know, it's like having an on button. You know, if you don't have a good network connection and good communication on your network, you're in trouble. So KMC has a state-of-the-art Conquest BACnet router, which features one MSTP and one Ethernet port, an HTML5 web configuration interface requiring no additional software, a single cable for both power and communications, which is cool, an industry-leading set of network diagnostic tools for quick and easy network verification and troubleshooting. That could read the whole post, but you know, I just want to get down to a quote from Eric Kruder. It says, the Conquest router leads the industry in diagnostic features, ease of deployment, and overall value. Comments Eric Kruder, KMC's Vice President of Product Development. We are on a mission to market the most innovative and intuitive solutions in the industry, and we believe that the time-saving tools built into this product showcases our commitment to our partners. So great post, great leadership, and KMC is definitely a manufacturer on the move,
as they would say, Kenny Smyers. Good stuff. So we'll definitely be covering the Atlanta event, and we'll keep you posted on KMC. But right now, Kenny, it is time for the event everybody's been waiting for on the show, Ken's Calendar.
It's time for Ken's Calendar. Get all the information you need on upcoming events, including training classes, webinars, and conferences. All the event news you need right here, right now. Take it away, Ken.
Actually, Eric, I wish I could live up to it. There's so many things going on here that I can only pick. I'm taking a rake full of information here, and I'm going to throw it at you because there's probably 20 events happening between February 10th, which, of course, is past, and I got it out to April 7th through 9th. But just some of the highlights are that we have February 17th. On that day, we have two great posts coming up. We have 30 Minutes with Linkspring. It's a webinar series continuation, and this features cybersecurity from a business perspective. And that's going to be at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time, and I'll bet Mark Petock is going to do that. February 17th, again, we have Belimo ANSI 250 Energy Valve. This is an advanced performance solution for the higher pressure applications. It's going to be put on by Scott Reed. And again, when you get into the skyscrapers, you know, 20 stories or higher, the amount of pressure, of course, in your net system is just, it's a new ballgame. And you've got to have a whole different set of understandings to really put a good fit in there, especially retrofitting those high pressure solutions. Then we have March 9th. We have Sierra Monitor Corporation has an IIoT on-ramp suite. We had talked about that on a previous post here. But they're going to go into great detail. That's March 9th, 2016, 10 p.m. Through 11, I'm sorry, 10 a.m. through 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And that's going to be from Varun Nagaraj. And then we have the Secured Cities is preparing for its event that's coming up in November. But the papers are due. If you want to be the Secured Cities Expo, your papers and your speeches that are going to be reviewed have to be turned in by March 20th. Third, and backing back up into the February timeframe, again, we've talked about a little bit with our interview with Samir Pradhan, but the ACRIX India 2016 is going to be February 25th through the 27th, 2016 in Mumbai, India. It's at the Bombay Convention Exhibition Center, and we want to make sure that anybody hears this message to please go visit CICC Automation Technologies, booth M20 and Hall 5. And you will get to meet Samir Pradhan and his staff that's doing Control Trends India. Samir is the director of Control Trends India. And he's doing a well of a job already, and he's looking forward to the big you know, show. That's their ASHRAE. That's their you know, that's the biggest show in Southwest Asia, and it's very similar to ASHRAE. I was on the site. There's 500 exhibitors, I think. There's just, you know, five halls of booths. So imagine might even be bigger. Space-wise, I doubt it. ASHRAE still, I think, the HR show, I think, is the largest in our HVAC industry. Of course, I just read that it's not the largest expo in the world. I think security in Germany is. But and then the last post we have is April 7th through the 9th, 2016. And this is the HVAC/R in New China. And that's going to be in Beijing. And again, I bet you that's a gigantic show because of just, again, the markets, the potentials, the importance of major manufacturers and vendors and product providers got to be out there.
Yeah.
Involved in these shows. The trade shows, I remember we said the trade shows can't live with them, can't live without them. But I think that still, Ken St. Clair mentioned that in his last February automated buildings that, you know, trade shows are really, truly, it's a condensed milk of our industry. You get to network, you get to go to seminars, you get to go to, you know, important industry trade upgrades and updates, and you know, everything's changing. Nothing's static. So the only way you can go,
tell you what to do. The thing about condensed milk doesn't taste very good, but has a lot of it has a lot of nutrients. So, well, listen, so that's it. That's the end of Ken's calendar for this week. Kenny, thank you for that, buddy. We'll put links in the post to those events so you can sign up for them. And hey, Kenny, speaking of Sameer Pradhan, very, very excited. We got our man in India on the line, Mr. Sameer Pradhan. Tell our listeners a little bit about Sameer, Kenny.
Love to, Eric. Sameer Pradhan is Managing Director of CICC Automation Technologies, PVT LTD. Sameer has just a tremendous industry experience, and he's just got all the knowledge and insights to India's unique markets. And this is going to help us, Sameer's going to help us provide the global control trends community with an exceptionally well-positioned perspective on the HVAC and building automation industries. So welcome to the show, Sameer.
Hey, Sameer, welcome, my friend.
Welcome. Thank you so much. And I also welcome you guys on the Control Trends India show, because I think this is also going to be on the India.
Oh, absolutely. Well, for our viewers out there, if you'll notice that one of the big pieces of news, you'll notice that we got Sameer's lower third up there, and you see a website, controltrends.in. So that's the big news. Kenny and I have announced it, that we've opened Control Trends India up. Sameer Pradhan is our Director of Control Trends India. So our friends in India, you have your very, very own website, and we're so thrilled. We launched the website really last week, maybe the week before, and it's sort of rocking and rolling with that. But Sameer, you know, you're a lot like Kenny and myself in that you work in the business as well as doing the Control Trends India. So it's sort of a passion. But tell our listeners about what CICC Automation does.
CICC is actually a company which was formed about 12 years ago, and we are a systems integration and a technology company looking basically at building automation, energy optimization, energy management stuff, and then, you know, migrating into the integrated building management, where we're talking about fire act, fire alarm systems, access control, security systems, and the works.
No, it's fantastic, and again, it gives you a perspective that that, you know, other medias don't necessarily have, because you're working in it every single day. And as a matter of fact, what attracted you to Control Trends? Because you sort of reached out to Kenny and myself, and you said, sort of describe the current state in India and why you were so interested in starting the Control Trends India website.
See, primarily because, you know, I mean, the Control Trends community in India is. It's a very niche industry. But it's a very, very important industry at the same time. It needs a wider audience. It needs better products. It needs better technologies. It needs better people exchange of ideas and technologies. And that's the reason when I was looking at the United States, and then that's how we looked at Control Trends, and that actually drew me to Control Trends.
Awesome. Oh, very good, Sameer. Well, let's just recap the big night. The big kickoff night was January 24th. Tell us a little bit about your experience with the Control Trends Awards in Orlando.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's an unforgettable experience, once in a lifetime kind of stuff. I came to Orlando for the Control Trends Award, where, you know, the heroes and superheroes of the control industry and the HVAC and R industry in the United States are practically going beyond globally, where we're recognized, felicitated. And it was great to meet actually people in bone and flesh, you know, all the legends of the industry.
No, it was fantastic, and I tell you what, that for our listeners in India who might not know, the Control Trends Awards is an annual event where we kind of have our Hollywood night, I guess in India it'd be Goa, right? Like our Bollywood night, if you would, where all the superstars come, they walk the red carpet, they get awards, voting awards, and I think one of the things that Sameer has planned for India, we sort of set a goal within 2 years, maybe three, we'll have a Control Trends Awards India show. So looking forward to that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, see, there was so much excitement the day Control Trends India website was launched. Let me tell you, I mean, I received a flurry of calls from everybody. There were consultants calling up. There were the other system integrators whom we normally, you know, we compete on the market. But you know, everybody came down under one umbrella and said, hey, this is a great cause. We all can share a lot of content. Problems and you know bring about a lot of harmony, a lot of we can bring some framework into the industry. This was great.
Well, fantastic. And I tell you what, now I know in the U.S. With Control Trends, we are what we call brand agnostic, even though, you know, Kenny and I are both big Honeywell, Linkspring, and Johnson dealers, as well as Siemens. There are plenty of other people that have great products that we don't handle. And in the U.S., our philosophy is brand agnostic. If you have anything useful to say about the controls industry, we'll post it on Control Trends. So is that going to be a similar philosophy for you in India, Samir?
Absolutely, absolutely. See, because the whole idea of having Control Trends is to benefit all the stakeholders. I mean, there is nothing like, I mean, we are looking at a much wider issue and a framework. We're trying to get the best of people. I mean, he could be, on the one hand, we would be competing with him on a particular project, but that doesn't mean that he is less with you or better. So, you know, the whole idea is going to be remaining very, very open and getting everybody together.
Good stuff, Samir. So we have a term here in America where we talk about co-opetition. And this is where instead of the pie being limited and the only way you can gain your a larger share of the market is to take somebody else's share, that form of mercantilism versus co-opetition says, hey, let's just all point our cannons and our efforts out and enlarge the market 3, 4, 5 times. And with India's markets, that is truly a philosophy or you know, an approach, an attitude to go into a co-opetition where everybody helps to increase the market and is a mutual benefit idea. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, and I think the other side of that too, Kenny, is it, you know, one day, Samir, you sort of alluded to this, one day you might be competing against somebody and the next day you might be partnering with them on a project. So that's a part of it too. But as Kenny said, sort of what's your take on it? Are you seeing that in India? Do you see that being a relevant concept or a trend that could be either in India or coming to India?
I think the common thing the world over is going to be collaboration. You know, you can't, as you rightly said, you know, you can't just be an isolated island or a silo sitting at one place, keeping a few brands with you. And so you will have to collaborate. It is more going to be on competencies and the experiences of your competitors or the, so, you know, I completely agree and I see that happening. And we will endeavor that something like this happens, though it's not prevalent in India at this point of time, but it's going to be a kind of a paradigm shift in terms of thinking. So a little time is required, but yes, certainly. To answer your question, yes, this awesome. Is where we should be moving.
Listen, Samir, so the CTA Awards were great. We're skipping around here a little bit, but then right after the CTA Awards, you went right into the 2016 AHR Expo in Orlando. And you had some great experiences there. And tell us a little bit about your experiences at the 2016 AHR show down there in Orlando.
Yeah, I mean, this was my first AHR Expo, and the experience was awesome. I mean, what I really saw was a completely new shift in terms of trends in the controls industry. I was seeing more and more of the Internet of Things bundled up with cybersecurity. I mean, this is one issue, Kenny. I mean, I haven't seen this the awareness of that happening in India. You know, we have a cybersecurity on the IT side, but not on the building management systems. So that was one. Then I saw a lot of data analytics applications. So you know, all this was completely new, and I'm sure. This is going to be exciting times going further for the Indian community, Indian building automation industry.
Well, I think so too, Samir. And from what you've told us, out of that, you've gotten several big projects that you're actually bringing American companies in on that if you hadn't made the visit to the U.S. and we sort of hadn't made all these connections, they might not have gotten it. So congratulations on those big projects.
Yeah, I think that they, I mean, for from what I saw, from all the calls that I rather received, you know, they were calls saying that, hey, I have some big data center that's coming up in India, and we have some expansion plans, and we've got some excellent projects which are, you know, really huge. And he says, we would like to collaborate with people from the US, people who have been actually doing these kind of projects. So, you know, it's great. We are looking forward to it.
Very, very cool. Well, for our American manufacturers over here who might not have a presence in India yet, are there two or three things? What are the most two or three most important things that they need to be aware of if they're going to try to be successful in India?
It is price. Because the reason I'm coming directly to the price, because these people have to be aware of that India and Asia, you know, the prices basically are, they drive down as compared to the most part of America, North America, and even Europe, to be frank. So one would be price. Secondly, to be open. We have at this point of time, a few constrictions in terms of the regulations. But the GST is on the anvil. So, you know, from the tax liberalization point of view, that's going to happen. So if this is an exciting time, a lot of things are changing, and they should come up with open minds and come and set up businesses.
Yep. I think the synchronicity of the whole thing, a meeting and the CTAs, the expo, and now probably the burning question I have is the smart cities and what's going on in India probably is the largest emerging economy movement that we've ever seen. Tell us a little bit about the smart cities and the role that you will play, CICC and Control Trends.
Yeah, I mean, after I came back from Orlando, I mean, I have been in Mumbai, and, you know, it's been churning one event of the after the other. It started from the 10th of February. We had the third Smart Cities Summit in Mumbai. It was inaugurated by the Chief Minister of Maharashtra, and it was presided by Mr. Philip Bain, who is the Executive Director of Smart Cities Council of U.S., Mr. Bruce Andrews, who is the Deputy Secretary, U.S. Department of Commerce, and Lee Zag, who's also from the U.S. Trade and Development Agency. They launched the India Readiness Guide in this meet. This guide is basically intended for the municipalities seeking training and capacity building. This guide was bundled up into a 400-page booklet, and it had about 80 odd relevant case studies of the Indian cities. So, what I got a sense is a lot of U.S. Smart city case studies and looking at and the Indian problems, the challenges are all going to be merged together. They're going to be thought out, and some clear strategies and collaborations would come up. So we have some great times ahead for Control Trends as a community and US companies from the building automation sector to really collaborate.
Well, I tell you what, you got a very, very big show coming up here in the next couple of weeks, and you actually got a couple of your new American partners that you met that you'll be featuring. So tell us a little about the show that you have coming up.
Yeah, we have the ACREX coming up, ACREX 2016, that's coming up from the 25th to 27th of February. It's South Asia's largest exhibition for HVACR and building automation system. This is going to be the 17th edition, and it's got really big and large. We have about 25 participating countries, and our own company, CICC Automation Technologies, is also holding a booth with all the new American control partners that we have signed on. So we would be at booth number M20 in hall number 5. So please visit us, and we will also be covering this event through Control Trends India.
Nice. Well, listen, Kenny and I want to compliment you. You did some really nice videos at the AHR show in Orlando that I know our Indian audience is enjoying on Control Trends India. So I tell you what, you're putting me and Kenny to shame because, you know, we already did a survey here and our audience thinks that you're much more handsome than either me or Kenny. So, a handsome face goes a long way.
Sure does. Well done, sir. Well, you know what? It's been a great informative chat, and we are going to have a continuous supply of these. If you have a wrap-up here, Samir, what do you see happening? I know the show is the big time, and that's going to take a lot of preparation, and you got some great staff. Tell us about your staff a little bit. Is there anybody you want to recognize that's been helping you do some of the heavy lifting?
Yeah. I mean, I want to compliment my staff members, my extended family is what I actually call them.
Nice.
I would like to go on record and compliment Sumita. Sumita Gulgule has been with me for the last 12 years, and she manages the entire operations of the company. And it's because of her that, you know, I could take a step into the Control Trends world, because this is another very, very challenging time. Time-wise, it's very, very challenging. So it's because of her that I could take it forward. I have got some other colleagues like Amit Doifade, who handles my sales. There is Rajesh Kadam, who handles our projects. Then there is Samiksha Kadam, who handles the entire operations in terms of the commercials, the back office, logistics, and the supply chain. So we are a bunch of about 25 people. So I would like to thank each one of them. And each one of them is extremely excited to see Control Trends coming, new products, and yeah, it's been a great, happy February so far.
Bravo!
Sure. Oh, yeah, fantastic. Well, I tell you what, I had the pleasure of meeting Sumita, and I tell you, you talk about somebody sharp as a whip. I mean, she knows. She came with you to the U.S. and she put our manufacturers through the paces because she really knows her stuff. Now, is she there where our audience can get a little peek at her? Is she running around your offices right now? Or is she? Will we get her on camera to say hi to our audience or not?
Sure. I can get her on the camera.
Put him on the spot there. Good
yeah, job. Now she's going to hate me forever, but...
Let me try.
All right. Here she is.
Hey,
girl.
Hello,
Hey, hey. So how are you?
I'm great. Tell me about you.
Well, we're doing good. So we're just curious now because Samir seems like a really, really nice guy, but when he's not on cameras, is he as nice as he acts in real life?
Okay.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you do with CICC and Samir.
At CICC, first of all, I've been around for the last almost 13 years now. And I started off with CICC in their training division. I used to train on programmable logic controllers. And from there, I've come a long way. As of today, I handle the operations of the company. So I basically look at building management projects that the company undertakes. And I'm responsible for the turnovers and collections, as well as I look at the talent acquisition, that is the HR of the company. So that's pretty much it.
Well, very good. Well, I'm just curious, how did Kenny and I pass muster with you if you're doing the HR? I'm surprised you let Samir get involved with us.
See, that's where my skill comes into play.
So Kenny and I have some redeemable qualities then, huh?
Yes, of course. Why not?
Well, go all right, here, Garrett, go slow now. Samir, we just want to compliment Samir. Has been a wonderful person. It's been a great experience, and we're just beginning. So we just wanted to thank you and recognize your efforts, and we wish you all the best in the upcoming year with the big summit, your expo coming up, and with all the plans that we're doing. It's good to meet some of the people behind the curtains making that happen. So very nice to meet you.
Very nice. Very nice to see you again. And so there you have it. Our man in India, Samir Pradham, director of Control Trends India, as well as the director of CICC Automation in Mumbai, India. Samir, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us today.
Thank you so much, Eric and Ken. I mean, it's been the most memorable part of one's professional life to be associated with great guys like you.
Cool, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, very, very knowledgeable, extremely warm, great individuals, great human beings. Yeah, so thank you very much. Looking forward to some great opportunities that we can open for the US manufacturers into India. And we have a lot of plans, which, you know, as we grow from show to show, we can discuss all of them. So thanks a lot, guys.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Samir. All right, Kenny Smyers. Well, there you have it. Another week on Control Talk Now, the Smart Buildings videocast and podcast. Kenny is cool, calm, and collected because his wife is at work and he's prepared me. I hear the family's awake upstairs and I'm going to have to go face the music because I have nothing for Valentine's Day. But with that being said, a very special thanks to all our viewers. We appreciate you guys. And a special thanks to Samir Pradham, our director in Control Trends India. And with that, Kenny, if I survive this week, I'll see you next week. But to our audience out there, have a great week. And remember, stay in control.
Indeed, Eric.
Indeed, Kenny Smyers.
All righty.